Good morning, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Happy Wednesday. Wednesday, January 18th or 19th. The sun came out yesterday. The sun is out now. It had been raining here in Southern California for what seemed like the last couple weeks. This is where I just get loosened up on the glider. Feel my bones and muscles and stomach settling in, waking up. I haven't showered in a couple days. I did brush my teeth this morning though. And I need to start brushing my teeth at night before I go to bed. There's no reason why I shouldn't do that. And every reason why I should. Whatever that means. Mr. Scale told me 209 this morning. Which is probably a good number considering. I just see the 209. And right next to it, I see 199. And my first inclination is failure. Or a setback. But I understand how these things go. If I just stay the course, let things play out, it usually turns out okay. And if it doesn't, it's because I didn't follow a discipline or a protocol, which I already have in place. I do miss riding my bike. It's so nice outside. I could probably just go and throw on something and jump on the bike and go for a quick run. Right now, even. Looks so nice outside. I could probably just throw on a jacket, a hat, grab my 360 camera, and just go. Instead of being on here for 45 minutes, 50 minutes, which this isn't bad, it's just less exciting. One of these days I'm gonna have to shower. We have a meeting today. It's gonna be on Zoom, and I should have at least cut this hair off my face and probably my head too. I could throw on a different shirt or wipe the stains off the one I'm wearing. I got clothes in there. That's not the problem. I got stuff. I might need to buy some socks though. I'm getting low on socks. Or I might need to get the sewing machine out and sew up. I probably got maybe a dozen socks or so, 12, maybe about 12 socks that I have put to the side that need to be sewn up. And what I do is I'll get out the sewing machine, set it up. And now that I know how to set up a sewing machine, it's really easy. So I have it set up in like a couple minutes and just start knocking the socks out. You know, knock out 10 socks in about 15, 20 minutes or so. So it don't take long. Some of the socks are clean, some of them are dirty, which shouldn't matter. I don't know why I even made that a point of contention. If contention is the right word. Just get on this thing and go. Me? I'm doing okay. Okay, I'm doing better than okay. Okay. My okay is 4 degrees above very good. Comparatively speaking. Compared to what? You may say. Compared to the perceived threats and possible shortcomings, catastrophes, tough life, that life in general seems to caution us against. I I always got the feeling in life that to not be too aggressive, not be too loud, don't fly too high, kind of don't make too many waves. Go with the flow. And then you see other media campaigns or ideas of be individual, be who you are, Life is good. Take chances, risk, do things. Be aggressive in life. As I get older, I notice that a lot of the people in my age group are getting more cautious and reserved. Some I would even say are paranoid to a degree. From watching the news and TV. I guess it's understandable. But I usually notice that the people who are afflicted with high degrees of apprehension seem not to really go anywhere or do anything. They feel comfortable in their space and kind of maintain it in their own area, locale. My thing is, I've traveled all around the world, did a bunch of stuff. I rarely, if I ever have, witnessed a threat. Or somebody out to get me, or I better watch out. I can't think of one. I'm sure there was one or two somewhere along the line where I was like, oh, I better get out of here. I really can't. And it's probably because class. The class of which I operate, meaning airports, hotels, the level of hotel, the level of transportation is not used. Airlines, is once you get past security, it's a class system. Once you get past security, sure, it's open to everybody, and you see some of everybody back there. But in airport, once you get past security, you done stepped up a class or two. When I go to a football game or something, I try to get the best seats. That takes me up a class or two. Football game especially, oh my God. Some of them places are dangerous, but I'll probably never see them. The seats I get. Never see them again, I should say. So I just live my life the way that I desire, the way that I've wanted to live. It feels like I have achieved a a lot of the goals and points that I wanted to make in life. And achieved what I wanted to become. It feels that way. And if it feels that way, is that enough? If for all intents and purposes, I'm in a matrix or immersed in virtual reality, as far as my brain goes and my senses being properly stimulated to a point of euphoria, sporadic bouts of euphoria and happiness based on my perception of the reality around me and how I interpret what I see and hear and feel, how rewarding that may or may not feel, how full life feels from my experiences, past and present and anticipated future, my current responsibilities and obligations, such as my job and bills and certain things that, you know, we have responsibilities for. I don't know. I really do not know and that's true and that's probably the most exciting thing that I don't know that a lot of it and a lot of the answers and a lot of information and there's still a lot to be revealed in life. The more I know about how life works, the better the questions become. And better because they're more difficult. I just get on this thing and go, don't I? I just get on this thing and go. There's a concern about this glider. That after you use it so long, it becomes too remedial of an exercise because I can't add tension. It becomes too easy, basically. So I bought some bungee cords. I saw somebody had tied bungee cords to the track thingies, whatever I'm standing on, these thingies. And you get a little bit of attention. You definitely feel a little bit of attention. I was thinking about putting weights on it, making it heavier. Stuff like that. But if I get on it and I go hard cardio on them, bend my knees and just go for half hour, 45 minutes, work up a sweat. It gets me going in the morning, regardless. Plus, you do other exercises. You do this. I would do this, you know, to keep myself, keep my body loose, or just to keep myself moving. You know, when I don't want to go outside, or it's raining, or weather, or whatever. Just to do it, you know, doing work to have that to be able to do. And then hopefully get some other activities in. Maybe the bike riding in the morning is enough. Now that I'm going towards the smaller size clothes, 36 inch waist pants, medium shirts, hopefully, you know, I'll behave and not put the wig back on and have to pull out my 38. I won't goodwill the 38s for a while. I'll just put them aside and maybe keep a couple of them out. Because I got a couple 38s to fit really tight. Like skinny. I bought cheap skinny jeans. I bought experimental pants just to see how they fit and how they look. So I would buy the cheapest ones. Which is probably not a good barometer for what I'm trying to do. Because I didn't like how wide the cheap jeans that I bought from Walmart, the boot, the pant leg, it's a little too wide compared to the styles of today. I actually went and tried to make skinny jeans, cut the seam out. Then resold them up. It kind of worked. My stomach is turning. It's doing some business. Same clothes I had on yesterday, the day before. Wait a minute, I think the day before I didn't even get dressed. It's quite possible the day before I didn't get dressed at all. And I'm really looking into doing the sweatpants and fanny pack when I travel. Because it is kind of cool to be able to throw everything in your fanny pack and to have that one piece, that one article with all your stuff in it, you just throw right into the, you know, to the tub going through security. You don't have to pull this out of his pocket, pull that out of his pocket, pull that out of his pocket, and put it in my book bag. I can just have everything in my fanny pack. Boom, boom, boom. It is kind of more comfortable. It is a different thing riding in sweats on the airplane. It did feel a little bit more comfortable. But sometimes it'd be cold on those airplanes. So you gotta watch that too. I usually take a jacket with me anyway, so I need to get my blankets. Some of them flights, my God. Spirit don't do that, so it's a no-go. And speaking of Spirit, I'm a Spirit Gold member. That means I can pick the exit row for free. I get free seat pick. And I get I get first zone one. I get in there and I get a free carry on. I got to figure out how to make sure I keep getting that. How many more points do I got to get to make sure I keep getting that for next year? So I got gold points until 1223. So I got to figure out how many spirit flights I need to take to get there. Even if I got to call somebody. Because I like this. I like it. Spirit gold member, damn it.
How long have I been doing this? 25 minutes.
Just waking up. See, really, I got nothing to say. I'm in a good place. I'm in a good place. Got my performance review for the month of December yesterday. Got an 82%. I came in fourth or fifth. I got tied for fourth highest. And I did that with a high flow out. I had a high call flow out because my headset was messing up. It was only like 1 point something. I mean, still like, it wasn't the highest in the whole crew, but it was, you know, it wasn't the as low as I was. I had the like lowest, I had 100% shift to start time. I think I had the lowest email or close to the lowest email time. My first call resolution was at 77%. I think it's supposed to be 80. I don't know how people do that. I think they got a trick because I don't think it's arbitrary. You get a call, it's not up to what you can do or not do. It's already set. Either you're going to have to transfer it or not. If you transfer it, you don't get first call resolution. But there might be something else that I'm doing or not doing. I need to look into. Yeah, my 82% was like the fourth or fifth highest. Tied for fourth or fifth highest. But there was some 90s. It was a big jump from 82 to like 91. And there was a few, three or four of them with 90, 91s. That's my barometer. That's what I use to gauge my performance, to my metric. Because it makes it easier to do that than to constantly monitor everything I do, even though that's what I do anyway. I don't want to have to think, oh, should I do this better? Should I do this better? I just work on that with those parameters there. And don't overthink it. Just kind of use that as my template or my guideline. Because, I mean, let's face it, I'm not going to give 100%. I don't think I give 100% of myself to anything. I don't even give 100% of myself to myself. And I love me. That's where the funk philosophy comes in. Do the best you can, then funk it. That's where that comes in. Gonna see me well, you might. I can't say that. You never know, you might. This feels like a good workout. Feels like I'm putting in some work for some reason.
Like it's a little bit more strenuous than usual.
I don't know what's going on. But I'm getting it in. Breaking a sweat, getting my body loose. You know what else I found out too recently? Not to let my bare feet hit the cold floor. I think when I let my bare feet hit the cold floor, like in the winter months, it sends a chill through my whole body and it makes me feel colder than what it really is. So lately, when I get up, I put my slippers on, don't let my feet hit the cold floor. Even when I run into the kitchen
to get something,
I put the slippers on. That's what they're for, right?
So,
there's a dog and a person walking their dog. Some big giant dogs. And I think what they were doing, they were just letting him out. And he would go, come out here, walk around the neighborhood, go to the bathroom, and go back in. They would seem like they were just letting him out. Because I saw him walking around. I was like, hey, whose dog is this? The neighbor across the street says, they do that all the time. It's like they do it on purpose. But now the guy looked like he out there with him. Big, huge dog, too. Well, you know, this real nice demeanor, well-behaved, you can tell. Non-threatening, even though it's giant. You know what? I saw somebody who had on their Android phone, they shake it. And the flashlight came on. I'm going to see if I can set mine up like that. Let's see if I can set mine up like that. So you just shake the phone and the flashlight comes on. Flashlight, you kind of need that. And to shake the phone and have the flashlight come on would be cool. Let me see if I can set mine up to do that. I wonder if it's an app. I hope it's not an app. I don't like added apps. And I guess not plugins either, now that I think about it, because OBS Studio has plugins that make your life a lot easier. WordPress had plugins. I had to stay away from add-ons. And I probably shouldn't. There's a couple of really good WordPress plugins that just makes your life a lot easier. And even WordPress recommends plugins. So I got to start getting used to add-ins and plugins to help. Even though I don't like having them. It's like on my Fire Stick. It's only so much capacity, and I don't like having a lot of apps on that. And my phone ain't got no SIM cards anymore. So it kind of matters how much you have or not have on your phone. I back everything up anyway, so you know, I'm not worried about losing. Not so much losing, but I'm not worried about storage space.
Because I clean it out and
back it up and do all that fun stuff. Thinking about making another backup too. I think I might make one more backup and take it to Ohio. Leave it in Ohio. and then back that up periodically. And then, of course, I need to just go to the cloud, let's face it.
Not sure if I'm ready for that yet, but...
the cloud or some kind of... See, and I can get this regular hard drive. I don't have to get external hard drives. I can get internal hard drives. They're cheaper. Because they don't come with the case and the power and all that. You just pop them into your... a cradle or into the computer and you get what you need. And that's all I really need, because it's not, you know, I don't need to be hooking it up every so often. It's just once in a while. I just want to pull it out, put it in my cradle. And I got USB 3.2, so I got a real fast docking, hard drive docking set up. You just want to, you know. So I think I might look into getting a few, getting another hard drive and taking it back there. Leaving it back there. I've been talking on this thing for how long, saying, did I really say anything? This is like a cool one. I might just post this one and throw this one anyway. It's Wednesday. It's a beautiful day out. I don't think I went outside yesterday. I don't think I've been outside in 2 days. Breakfast, do what I do. And usually what I was doing before, was I get on this and, you know, go about 40 minutes or whatever, and go punch in and get back on. But I think I wasn't doing as much. I think it was because I got on like, I only did 20 minutes. And then get back on 15 minutes, and then get back on. I don't think I was on there for like 40. Leading up to noon, where I got to punch in. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta check my weigh-ins on my phone app. Cause usually, you know, see, I got on it and it was 209. And I'm like, 209, you know, and I want it to be lower. But I might look and then look at it yesterday. Yesterday it might have been 213, see? And so that 213 to 209 is a hell of a drop, but I won't be satisfied with it. because I was down at 199. I was under 200 for a while. But if I can get back there, if I can act right today, tomorrow, and Friday, maybe act up a little bit Saturday and Sunday, and get back on it next week, get back to my, there's a lot of my regimen and my routine that I completely fell off of. I forgot I used to eat Scottish cheese. It's like little things, boiled eggs. It's like little things that I used to do and eat. Like my salads. I used to eat my salad, my baby spinach salad and stuff. Apples. It's like you just kind of, you forget and you fall out of the habit. You know, you just forget. You go, oh yeah, I like cottage cheese. I used to eat cottage cheese every day, but you need a break sometime. And then maybe you go back. That's when I started eating grits. I started measuring the amount of hot sauce I put on my popcorn at night. Just to get an idea, one teaspoon is 9% of the sodium. So I'm gonna try to reduce my sodium. My blood pressure is up. And I think I know why. And it's not because I was cooking with salt or putting salt on my food or anything. It's the food that I was eating was salty to begin with, which is probably, I don't know, better or worse, I don't know, but my blood pressure's definitely been up. I just need to get back. I'm doing good, and I'm on a kind of a regimen. I'm on definitely a fairly healthy routine. But I need to tighten it up. I'm going to tighten it up. But what I'm saying, I'm going to tighten it up. I was down to 100. I was down under 200 for a couple weeks. I mean, that's doing good. That's progress. That's excellent, if you can almost say. If I could give that, if I was to ever to say that about myself. I was under 200 for a good little while. Then I got up, then I started hovering around 205. And then I was like, I'm hovering around 205, 206. And I got 3 days off. I knew it was going to be a problem. I mean, I knew it was going to be a problem. I probably even said it here. Too many days off. I knew it was going to be a problem. And by problem, I mean I was going to put on a bunch of weight that I didn't want to. That's all I mean by problem.
43 minutes on this damn thing. I'm not going the fastest either, but I'm maintaining a pretty good pace and I'm moving and I kind of broke a sweat. So I feel that there's stuff going on. I feel my back tightening up a little bit. So when I get on here, I'll be on here another hour today between half hour lunch and my 2 15-minute breaks. I'll go harder then, whatever that means. Yeah, it's about time for me to get off of this thing now. I'm going to set the clocks in here to be a little bit more accurate. They're a little bit behind. Anyway, swing on y'all two times. For me, and for the funk. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, y'all. An hypothesis of all as one. A theory of universe.
in a world according to Jeffrey Scott Mitchell.